We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
No matter where you go in life, if you're going to arrive, you will have to travel the highway that will lead you there. If you are planning a trip to New York, maybe Georgia, there's more than one road to travel. The road you travel will be determined by your starting point. Have you ever thought to yourself, what if there were no roads at all? Have you ever thought to yourself, what would happen if no one shared with me how to reach my destination? While traveling on the highway to reach New York or Atlanta, you will encounter signs, turns, hills, valleys, and detours. You can use a map, MapQuest, or someone can give you directions to reach your destination as you travel the highways of America. Your spiritual life also has a highway or a road you must travel in order to reach the kingdom of God. A highway has been paved for you. Your roadmap is the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 35, verses 4, 4-8, it is written, "Say to those who are fearful-hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For the water shall burst forth in wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of the jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there." Isaiah the prophet speaks of the bright future of Zion when our Lord comes to save us. He will not only point out the way of travel through his gospel, but he will empower and walk with us. He will direct us on the highway to him. The way of travel to glory has been paved with the blood of Christ that was shed for you. You can't miss the blood-stained highway or road. God will meet you on this road in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. He is waiting to get in the driver's seat. Will you move over and let him drive? Only the redeemed can travel this way. Let him know today that you are ready. Open your mouth and confess your sins and accept him. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.